This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Moving on, a lot of brothers, in light of what is happening in Palestine, will speak about the Khilafah. They will call for the political unity of the Muslims. Where is this individual, this system, this office that will unite the Muslims once and for all and bring us the glory of the past? They speak about Khilafah. The Caliphate, where is it? I want to zoom out for a moment and ask you the question, what is the purpose of a Khalifa? What is the purpose of a caliphate in the religion? And what you will see, la ilaha illallah, Palestine and the cause of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is acting as the interim caliph. Al-Mawardi, he says, describing what the purpose of a khalifa is, he said, Al-imamatu mawdu'atun li khilafati nubuwati fi hirasati dini wa siyasati dunya. He said, the position of khalifa, the office of khalifa, is intended to be a system that succeeds prophethood with the intention of preserving religion and managing the worldly affairs. Did you understand the definition? The position of Khalifa, Caliph, is a system that is intended to come after prophethood and succeed it, with the objective of achieving what? Protecting religion, and what? What did we say? Managing the dunya. In the beginning of Islam, after the death of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this position of Khalifa was assumed by four men, the four rightly caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, they were the rightly guided khulafa. And then after Ali radiallahu anhu, there came many khulafa and dynasties up until we lost the khilafah. And then in the end of time, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam predicted and prophesied that there will be a khalifa and his base will be in Palestine, and he will be following the guided ways of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in this phase of ours today, in the 21st century, there is no such khalifa. And so from the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he doesn't leave the Muslims empty-handed, and he gives them an interim khalifa. And it could be argued, and some of the contemporary scholars have made this argument, that the cause of Palestine and the cause of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is acting as the interim caliph up until the khalifa arrives. How is this? We said that the purpose of a khalifa is to unite the Muslims. The purpose of the khalifa is to raise the iman of the Muslims. The purpose of the khalifa is to make them hereafter-centric. It's not just pure politics. The purpose of the khalifa is to raise your morale and courage. The purpose of the khalifa is to help Muslims come together, unify, become strong together as a unified body, and to rise above petty differences. And the cause of Palestine has achieved all of those things. Is it not that Palestine has unified us in ways that we would usually struggle without? Is it not that the cause of Palestine has made the lines very clear between what is right and what is wrong, between justice and injustice, between iman and hypocrisy? Is it not that it has done that? Is it not that the cause of Palestine has raised the morale of the Muslims worldwide despite the suffering in Gaza? And is it not that the cause of Palestine has helped us rise above the petty differences that we were stuck in through YouTube and Snapchat and TikTok before October? It has done all of those things. And as one of our sisters, she said that in my life, she has family in Gaza who have died, I have never felt my iman strong as it is on this day. So this is from the barakah of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and the blessings of Palestine, that it is acting as an interim caliph, bringing the Muslims together from a religious and a political perspective. La ilaha illallah. Furthermore, we can say that the barbarity of the entity of Israel and the incompetencies of its allies have created the perfect and necessary conditions for the restructuring and rebuilding of Iman. We didn't have to do that. They have done that. They have created the perfect conditions for the revival of the Ummah. Not us. They achieved that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْصُرُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, as the Prophet ﷺ says. Allah at times will give victory to this religion by way of the most sinful of people. When they are scorching the land, and when they are targeting the bakeries, and they are decking the hospitals, and when they are killing the babies, and when they are besieging the population, and they are cutting off the electricity and the internet, they have created perfect conditions for Muslims to come together and for their iman to be restored. And I say, and I've mentioned this before, that what Israel and its incompetent allies have achieved by way of improving our iman and helping in the Muslim inevitable ascendancy on the global stage, what they have achieved in 20 or so days is something that we as speakers, scholars, students of knowledge, teachers, parents could not have achieved in 20 years. The lessons that they have taught us in Aqidah theology about relying upon Allah, the yearning for martyrdom, the love of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the importance of unity, the importance of upholding justice, what they have taught us in 20 or so days is something that we haven't learned in 20 years in our masajid. And this is not to take away from the barakah and the efforts of our scholars and our teachers. God forbid, we need you. But I say that your efforts can never be compared to the barakah of Philistine. Alhamdulillah, and I want you to see the silver lining in all of this.